Professor Catherine Colborne is President of the Australasian Council of the Dean of Arts, Social Sciences and Humanities. Professor Catherine Colborne, good morning.
Good morning, James.
What useless degree do you have?
Well, I think that's a very provocative way to start, James. So I studied a Bachelor of Arts, English and History combined, and then I did a Master of Arts in History, and then I did a PhD in History. So my broad-based history training included philosophy, it included politics, and it also included, in the past, I studied languages, so like some of your callers. Yeah.
I mean, I'm simply reflecting the fact that many people still seem to talk about these degrees as though they're somehow less than others.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised at that too, because, I mean, look at the parliamentarians, both those in the outgoing government and those we've just elected. Many of them have a Bachelor of Arts degree, and maybe on top of that they've taken a law degree. That's a pretty common combination for many of our politicians. And many of them were in the generation, like one of your previous callers, who did indeed, like myself, receive free education. I don't think we can go back necessarily to a free higher education, a tertiary education that doesn't cost money, but the Job Ready Graduates package, the reforms as they were called under the Minister Tehan, really created a lot of inequities for students, passing the debt to students who really do want to pursue their passions, their interests, and who, as the data suggests, will end up with fantastic careers in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Why didn't higher fees put people off, do you think?
Well, it's interesting. There's a report by the University's Admissions Centre. It's a student lifestyle report, and it's fairly recent. And it shows that 4 in 5 of last year's high school graduates reported that passion was their leading influence when they chose their degree. And many of them actually want to follow up things that they've enjoyed at school or things that they think could guide their lives in future. I think we're also talking here about a generation that's quite savvy. They know themselves that they can build on a broad-based degree, whether it's in the arts, social sciences, or indeed a Bachelor of Science, which is also a broad-based degree. So students really need to make kind of careful decisions about those things that drive them, that can guide them through a lifelong process of learning.
Yeah, and it's also kind of it's an interesting sort of attitude that we have to the fees. And I'm not saying that, you know, when you come out at the end with fees, that's not something, a burden, it's not something you've got to take on, but it's not heavy, is it? These are not massive amounts of money that we're charging people for an arts degree, even though the fees went up.
Oh, no, it's actually quite a lot more. I mean, they increased by over 110%. It now costs more in this country to study an arts degree than it does to undertake medicine or dentistry under that policy, that the Job Ready Graduates policy that was introduced in 2020. And I personally, and I know many of my colleagues around the country who are academics and who administer academics, think this is outrageous, given the fact that the other, you know, problem that comes with the Job Ready Graduates package is that funding that flows to universities is also now limited for the STEM disciplines, which means that it's very difficult for universities to cover the costs of teaching them. So it's had a very uneven and perverse impact on university budgets. And yes, it is very expensive to undertake a degree that actually could set you up for life as a person, you know, a citizen of the world, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. What are you expecting change in this? Can it be turned back? Are you expecting announcements in the next little while from current federal government about our university future?
Well, the organisation that I represent has been joined by a similar organisation for science academics in the universities. The vice-chancellors around the country have also called for reforms to the Job Ready Graduates package. We are all of I think, a similar mind, which is that it hasn't worked as a mechanism. We'd like to see it reviewed, as it was always going to be this year, and revisited with, you know, really input from the vice-chancellors and from the universities to say what could work in terms of funding Commonwealth-supported places for students at universities. And let's not forget that universities are really important training places for those looking for employment. There are many excellent vocational degrees, but they are also about providing our wider society with points of reference for culture, for debate, for discussion, for critical inquiry. And it's important that our disciplines are not devalued in that process of reinventing higher education. So I'd really like to see the new Minister for Education, Minister Clare, really think about those issues and engage with those in the sector.
Catherine Colborne, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Professor Catherine Colburn's president of the Australasian Council of Deans of Arts, Social Sciences and Humanities.